Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Recently, I felt prompted to look up best at dictionary.com. And it's defined as of the highest quality, excellence, or standing. Something or someone that is best. Without question, our Heavenly Father in His compassion for us gave someone of the highest quality, excellence, and standing. He gave His best. His only begotten Son, that you and I might have life, have it more abundantly and eternally, as it talks about in John 10:10. Since God gave His best for us, should we give any less for Him? Do we give God our best moments in prayer and meditation on His Word? Or do we give Him the residue or the remains of the day? Coffee terms, do we give Him the dregs? Do we give Him our best effort on the job? Or do we do just enough to get by and receive a paycheck? Do we give our best offerings to God or just tipping?
As we were thinking about this, we were led very specifically to Proverbs 3, verse 9. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. The New Living Translation says, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. And the Message Bible says it this way: honor God with everything you own, give Him the first and the best.
You know, honey, the scripture says that we honor the Lord when we give Him our best. The first fruits represent the best part of everything we produce. When we finally realize that everything we own belongs to Him, it makes our giving much easier and certainly more joyful. Besides, we don't own it anyway. If He wants us to use some of it for the kingdom, He has every right to do so. However, God doesn't want all you have. He just wants your best.
What is your best offering? Truthfully, that's determined every time He tells you to give. Your best in one offering may not be your best in the next. That's why we should seek His direction every time there is an offering and listen closely to what He says. Determine what He would have you give as your best seed at that moment. You know, it's also important to understand that the best offering is not necessarily a set amount. It's whatever He says, whenever He says it, and to whomever He tells us to give. In reading those two scriptures, it's very clear that God wants our best gifts. He doesn't want to be tipped. He doesn't want to be patronized with less than what is the best. Every time we're in a service, whether it's a church service or a ministry meeting like the seminars we've held for the debt-free army, during the offering time, do you ask yourself what is the very best that God would have you give?
Now, honey, there's another question that comes up. If we honor the Lord with our wealth and the best that we produce, as the scripture says, doesn't it stand to reason that we dishonor Him if we give less than the best?
I would say that's true.
At offering time, we honor God by obeying His commands. That is giving Him our best. The dictionary defines honor, dictionary.com. is high respect, as for worth, merit, or rank. So it stands to reason that if we don't give God the first, the best of everything we have, then we're not giving Him our highest respect.
At Numbers 18:29 in the New Living Translation, it says, be sure to give to the Lord the best portions of the gifts given to you.
What a are the gifts given to you? Is time a gift? Do you give God the best part of your day when you're refreshed, relaxed, and ready to enter into His presence? It's clear that God wants our best, not excuses, not promises of what we'll do one day when it's convenient. He wants our best now, and that's how we honor Him every day.
The words of Colossians 1, verses 28 and 29, Colossians 1, 28 and 29 in the Message Bible, it kind of sums it up. We teach in the spirit of profound common sense so that we can bring each person to maturity. To be mature is to be basic, Christ, no more, no less. That's what I'm working so hard at day after day, year after year, doing my best with the energy God so generously gives me.
So, only one last question. Why not the best? Why don't we give the best in everything we do? Here are seven reasons to do your best in everything your hands find to do. Number one, God is checking you out, carefully evaluating your performance. Colossians 3:22 in the Message Bible. Servants, do what you're told by your earthly masters. And don't just do the minimum that will get you by. Do your best. Work from the heart for your real master, for God, confident that you'll get paid in full when you come into your inheritance. Keep in mind always that the ultimate master you're serving is Christ. The sullen servant who does shoddy work will be held responsible. Being a follower of Jesus doesn't cover up bad work.
Number two, you never know who's discussing your next assignment, promotion, or opportunity. Think of that. Ephesians 9, verses 15 through 16. I love this. Ephesians 9, verses 15 through 16 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "Look carefully then how you walk. Live purposefully and worthily and accurately, not as the unwise and witless, but as wise, sensible, intelligent people, making the very most of the time, buying up each opportunity, because the days are evil."
Number three, your best efforts in the marketplace will attract attention. 1 Timothy 4:15, New Living Translation. Give your complete attention to these matters. Throw yourself into your task so that everyone will see your progress.
Number four, your focus is apparent to those who marvel at your success. The best reason to be focused, giving God your best efforts, is found in Luke 9, verse 41. Luke 9, verse 41 in the Message Bible, Jesus admonishes by saying, "So Jesus said, what a generation, no sense of God, no focus to your life. How many times do I have to go over these things? How much longer do I have to put up with this?"
Wow. Wow. Number five, your persistence is recognized. Revelation 2:2, Message Bible. "I see what you've done, your hard work, your hard work, your refusal to quit. I know you can't stomach evil, that you weed out the apostolic pretenders. I know your persistence, your courage in my cause, that you never wear out."
Number six, the depth of your character will be obvious to others. The depth of your character will be obvious to others. Ruth 2, verse 11 and 12. Ruth chapter 2, verses 11 and 12 in the Message Bible. Boaz answered her, "I've heard all about you, heard about the way you treated your mother-in-law after the death of your husband, and how you left your father and mother and the land of your birth and have come to live among a bunch of total strangers. God reward you well for what you've done, and with a generous bonus besides from God, to whom you've come seeking protection under His wings.
Number 7, when you do your best, someone's observing you, deciding whether to bring their influence and support into your life. Psalm 32:8, Classic Amplified. I, the Lord, will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you.
Hallelujah for that scripture.
Amen. When we do our best, the one who wants our best is watching. Think about that today.
Amen.
You know, recently we got a really wonderful testimony from our dear friend and partner, Victoria. And here's what she said. I thank God for you and your ministry. I have a testimony that will give you encouragement today for you to keep on keeping on. June 7th, 2018, at 10:45 a.m., I went to the post office and mailed off my Payday Is Coming seed of $100. That's June 7th, 10:45 a.m. Also that same day at 4:44 p.m., Joy of your prayer team called and asked if I need prayer for anything. I said yes with excitement. I asked her if she'd come into agreement with me for my VA disability increase and a career opportunity because I'm currently unemployed and looking for gainful employment with the county government. I'd already applied for several positions and had heard nothing yet. But on their website, I see that they pulled my resume and application and have forwarded it to a hiring manager. So we prayed together and agreed on both coming to pass in God's timing.
Then the prayer was heard and prayer was answered. Number one, she said, my VA disability was submitted on 4/22 of 2018 and on 6/13, this is the next day, my increase came with 20% from, when I say the next day, I mean she was writing this on June 12th.
About a week later.
It was the 7th. Yeah, about a week later. On June 13th, my increase came with 20% from 50% to 70%. And my monthly check went from $855.41 to $1,365.48 with $510.07 retroactive pay being directly deposited into my checking account on 6/15 of this year. Then also on 6/15 of this year, I had an interview for the government position that Joy and I prayed for with all benefits, retirement, and perks. It is a 2-round interview, and I have my faith that it is this in His will for my life. I will be chosen candidate with a job offer and steady income, increased promotion, career opportunities to help fund kingdom business.
Baby, then she wrote, Brother Harold, Bev, and Joy, thank you so much for your obedience and your ability to not only hear God, but execute what He's spoken and given you to do to advance His kingdom. God bless you. Please join your faith with me that 2018 will be for me and my family a year of total restoration and debt-free living. We love you, Victoria.
That means so much to us. I mean, to see the fruit of prayer, seeds being done, we praise God at every turn.
We absolutely do. Absolutely do. That was a huge blessing.
Yeah.
And her payday came.
Yeah.
And it's coming and coming and coming and coming.
And so is yours.
And so is yours. Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed He'd have you put in the ground. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. Make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.